21st of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want us to think a little bit more about the Bible. And we're going to start by thinking a little bit about the Old Testament or the Jewish Testament. And perhaps as we think about it a bit, we can begin to discern, to see some key moments that happen. So one way of us Christians looking back at the Jewish scriptures is to see them as a story that is telling us about Jesus. They're predicting that Jesus is coming. And we know from Jesus himself that some of that is what's going on. In the Gospel of St. Luke, when Jesus is walking along the road with the two disciples to Emmaus, when they're feeling so sad and depressed because the last thing they heard is that Jesus had died and he'd been crucified, and they were very sad, and Jesus comes and walks with them, the risen Jesus. And in the Gospel of Luke, it's at that moment that we hear that beginning with Moses and then going through all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. So at this point, the day after his resurrection, Jesus is not talking about the Christian scriptures. They haven't yet been written. They're not going to begin being written for a few decades. There are no Gospels, no letters of St. Paul or Peter or Jude or anybody else, no book of Revelation. It's only the Hebrew scriptures. So when he says he's explained to them all in the scriptures concerning himself, he's talking about those Jewish scriptures. So Jesus uses the Jewish scriptures to explain to these two disciples, and that then becomes part of our Christian heritage, how everything that was happening in the Old Testament is pointing towards the New Testament. And sometimes, as Christians, we give this a fancy name. We call it salvation history. And what does salvation mean? Do you know, guys? Well, it means to rescue someone or to rescue some people from harm or from being in serious trouble or from losing things that are important. And in particular in theology, it means to deliver us from sin, to rescue us from the consequences of sin, from sin and its consequences. And that's why we talk about the Christian gospel being a gospel of salvation for all humankind. But also the Jewish gospel is a gospel of salvation because it's pointing us towards the coming of the Messiah, Jesus. So that's really significant. I have a friend who is a Jewish rabbi. And he has a joke that he likes to tell when he is hanging out with Christians. And I'll tell it to you now, because it helps you see the difference between Judaism and Christianity. His joke goes like this. He says, the rabbis say, when the Messiah comes, the first question the rabbis will ask, so the rabbis are like the Jewish priests, the first questions the rabbis will ask is, Lord, is this the first time or the second time? So, Jewish people are still waiting for the Messiah to come. They're still waiting for that Messiah that's pointed to in their scriptures. Christians believe that Messiah was Jesus Christ and that the Messiah has come. And therefore, sometimes we talk about ourselves as living in a messianic age, in the time after the coming of the Messiah, because we believe that Jesus was that Messiah that was being yearned for and waited for. I wonder if we should just touch in on what history means. Sometimes it's helpful to think about what do we mean when we talk about history. So if you went to a dictionary, or if you put history into Google, and you got a dictionary definition, which is what a lot of learners are doing at the moment. They don't carry around their heavy dictionaries. They just whip out their cell phone and go, definition, history, and then one pops up. So history talks about, it's the bodies of knowledge about the past that are curated by historians, written about by historians, and also everything that might be involved in the production, communication of, and teaching about that knowledge. So recently, I was fortunate enough to go to the Dipsong Museum in Pretoria, the Dipsong Museum of Natural History. I don't know if you know that museum. It's in the city center. It's definitely well worth visiting. It's a really beautiful museum and a beautiful old building. And it's very informative. In fact, there's so much to look at in the museum that we spent as long as we could cope with, and then our brains felt they were going to explode, my children and I, and we had to come home. But we want to go back again because we didn't look at the bird hall in enough detail, at least, and maybe some of the others as well. Never mind. While we were there, the curator was there, who's a very nice person, and we had a conversation with him. And he was explaining to us that some of his job, an important part of his job, is to ensure that special artifacts and fossils that are part of our history or part of the natural history of South Africa, it's not only to put them on display and to write about them and to think about their meaning, but that a particular part of his job and of his life mission is to make sure that those artifacts and those fossils and those special things that tell us about the past are left behind for future generations in a way that they can access them. So that we don't use them up or break them or destroy them in our time because we decide we're going to have a lovely exhibition and then it gets taken down. If the exhibition is taken down, then the important bits of history need to be carefully curated, and they have locked vaults underneath the museum where they keep the most special fossils. And those may come out for a special exhibition, but then they go back in to their vault again where they can be kept at the right temperature and without any damaging sunlight or someone knocking them over. So it's a big thing to curate parts of our past so that we keep them. So that's something to do with history. So when we talk about salvation history, we're relying, actually, not just on the people who did great things like King David or the prophet Ezekiel or Isaiah, but we're also relying on all the unknown editors of Scripture, the curators of Scripture. So it's not just the people who decided we should keep this book or we should put this into the canon of Scripture, but it's also all those scribes who wrote down copies and who made sure the copies were kept safe and put them into safe containers so they didn't get eaten by rats or destroyed by water or whatever might happen to an ancient text, so that they could be passed down from one generation until they got to us, to you and me. That's part of what being a conservationist is all about. So my mom was a librarian. Librarians also like to conserve things. And when I was a child, she found a bumper sticker that was on the back of her car that she liked very much because she felt it summed up her whole life. And the bumper sticker was, conservationists hold on to stuff for longer. So we're going to think as we go along in the next few days, in between some big feast days, we're going to be thinking a little bit about salvation history. But the most important part of thinking about salvation history is that when we look back at the Old Testament, at the Jewish Testament, what we are seeing is the promise that the Messiah is coming. That's the most important thing as Christians that we see. We see the promise of the coming of the Messiah, who we recognize as Jesus Christ. So let's close our eyes now and pray. Lord, we pray that our hearts may be open to your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may come to know him and to love him and to serve him in this world, so as to be happy with him in the next. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bye-bye.